Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ricky introduced the Passive Aggressive Podcast. The guest introduced
the
podcast.
I don't want to introduce it.
Ben, you would. You got to do it. That's your job now.
Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast. Yay.
You got to talk louder, please.
With Ben Rosenfeld and Bobby Haha.
What's your name?
And I'm Ricky Velez. Yay.
Talk a little louder, please, so the people get it. Talk clear and loud.
I think that's pretty much our worst intro and start to the podcast to
No, date. Because you shouldn't have tried to open it when we said we're going to let the guest do it. Because
he never discussed.
Listen, he's replacing Mike Vecchione today, who is on the holiday in Seattle. So if you're out in Seattle, fuck Mike Vecchione. Go see the Seattle Seahawks or something.
I thought our rule was only if you're Italian do you get to start the podcast. Ricky Velez, not
Puerto
Italian.
Puerto Rican, Italian, they're both greasy, the same shit.
All right. Well, either way, welcome to the show. Another awesome week. How's everyone doing today?
I know I'm doing good.
Yeah, Bobby, everyone, listeners, friends, Bobby was telling us before we started he is in lust.
No. I had the most beautiful Chinese boy, like, of all time.
When you say boy, he was how old this time?
Oh, he's 19. He's the youngest I've been with in many years. Since, like, 2 weeks ago.
No time like teen time.
No, he's 19, so he's plenty legal. And I mean,
still teen time, Bobby.
But he's beautiful from
19.
He is. I don't give a fuck. That motherfucker is gorgeous, man.
He just got out of high school.
He might still be in high school.
No. He's in college. He's studying biology. He's in his second year of college.
Okay, that makes sense.
He's going to learn a lot of biology when he has to go to the clinic.
Okay. He is fucking beautiful. For listeners out there, like I say, there's nothing like it, man, when you have a beautiful 19-year-old Chinese boy.
We are less than 2 minutes into the show. Ricky already feels the need to medicate. Does Bobby give you anxiety, Ricky?
I just can't listen to stories too much about little Asian boys being plowed by Bobby.
He's not little. He's like 5'10". 5'9".
That's
five.
An Asian giant, I believe, is the scientific
term.
No,
actually, like 5'7", 5'8". About Ricky's size.
I'm 5'10".
No, you're not.
Yes,
but you're not good looking like this kid is. You're not a bad looking guy. Don't get me wrong. You're a good looking kid, but you ain't in his league at all. No.
So Bobby's having a great week. He's plowing through attractive Asian men.
Was that your whole weekend, just plowing this kid?
No, that was for the last 2 days. Before that, I had three other guys this weekend. That's all I did. Fuck guys all weekend.
Thank That's God. What Bobby... Thank God it's not Friday.
That's what Bobby does basically about every weekend.
What I love
and no is... drugs. No, it was clean. No drugs. The kid don't even drink or anything. I even tell you, this is my drink sometimes. It's not in my house. You're not. You're 19 years old. I ain't going to give you liquor.
Way to have morals, Bobby.
No, because I ain't going to jail. Could I bought some sweet tea when he came over in the first place.
You got him some sweet tea.
Got him a juice box of fat dick.
Yeah. He's got a big dick, little Chinese motherfucker. You wouldn't believe it, but he's sporting pretty good there. Speaking about Vic, what did you do this weekend, Ben?
I had a really good week, Bobby.
Tell us about what happened at the Caroline's wedding.
It was Ben's birthday. Why weren't you on the show, Bobby? I was on the show before, and then I saw you weren't on the lineup, and it was his birthday show and everything. You weren't on it.
Oh, I really tried to make it, but my brain kept me from going.
Your brain...
He didn't want to have
to... I don't want to spoil the guy's moment, you know what I mean?
Oh, you...
Bobby Haha is a hard follow.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he only headlines on shows.
No one can follow that.
No, that. It's like what Mike did to your boy.
What boy?
Mike, this was the line of my last show. It was supposed to be...
Oh.
Julio Gallerati, Mike Vecchione, then me. So Mike goes... Oh, I gotta leave because I'm with my girlfriend. He's with his girlfriend because I gotta leave. And so I gotta go on first. All right. And he put on his A game. He killed that night. And then Julio had to follow that. Tough act to follow when Mike was on his top of his game. And Julio did, all right. You know what
so
I mean?
So you're
but
saying,
did
right
well,
now,
they
Julio
dropped
bomb.
On Julio. They dropped on Julio.
No, they dropped on Julio, too. But the thing is, Mike was the best
well.
I've seen him in a long time. I mean, he was at the top of his game. Then, and he did it on purpose. Then, after he gets off the stage, to make Julio even nervous, he goes, oh, I'm staying around to see Bobby. He said he wanted to show Julio.
He did the old fake leave, but to be fair...
He said, because you young guys are trying to take over shit, and he's not going to let it happen.
So he's pulling muscle.
Yeah, he pulled out his A-game.
Although the version I heard
from... I couldn't even follow it. It was like it fucking destroyed me.
The version I heard from Mike was you told him it'd be funny if you switched him and Julio, and then he just went along with it.
Listen, I've been... I didn't do anything.
Is that what you did?
No, I'm not...
Is that what you did?
It was a Bobby Haha.
I think
no, listen, it was Mike Vecchione that time. I got it, you know, Mike Vecchione was not... He's tired of taking shit from you young guys. He told me that. You guys are all trying to take over comedy in New York, so he can't make earn a living and get spots... So now he has to go to his A game at all times against you guys.
No.
That's what he told me. He's tired of you young guys with your bullshit here.
What are we doing?
You know, you're trying to take over from the fucking guys like Mike who are out here trying to make a living. Ben, you don't have to worry about. Nobody's worried. And like me, I don't give a fuck. You give me respect because
me
I'm
and
like,
Mike are friends.
I'm like retired. Yeah, I don't know about that.
You don't think Mike's my friend?
No, I don't think he likes you at all.
I like how Bobby asked me how's my Caroline show, and then he spent the next 5 minutes making it about him.
Of course. Who gives a fuck about your Caroline show?
You're the one who asked.
Mike was there. Mike's girlfriend was there.
Mike hung out the whole time.
You understand?
What?
He did it to be polite.
You got a fresh new haircut.
I shaved everything off.
Head to toe?
Head to toe. No, I did this TV show for a guy last week, and he asked me to shave it as a favor. So I said, I'll do it. Shave the beard and the head.
You look young. Lines. You look younger. I like it, Bobby.
Yeah. You must have my balls.
Anyway, since you asked, I had a good week. The Caroline show went great. Good turnout. Did like 48 minutes. Teddy, who'll be calling in, was there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Mike minutes. Hung out. It was a lot of fun.
I mean, be honest with you, I'm glad you had a good time. And happy birthday, Ben. I don't think I can listen to you for 48 minutes. No fucking shot. I can't take you for more than 5.
The feeling is mutual.
Fucking Ben, he comes over with this bullshit.
Alright. How was your week, Ricky?
I'm tired as far as it is with this bullshit, man.
Week was good, it was fun. I worked a lot. Worked with...
What'd you work with?
A bunch of people.
Name one.
Mike Vecchione, for one.
Fuck Mike Vecchione. He's in Seattle, man. You don't know what's going on in the show right now. I'm having a coup, like Hong Kong. What about what's going on in Hong Kong? You don't talk about that, do you? You fuckface.
What's happening in Hong Kong?
The kid I was with is fucking... He's from Hong Kong.
That's what you want to talk about. You just
no,
want
sorry,
to talk
that's why
about
I give a shout out to Hong Kong. You know?
You just shout out Hong Kong.
No, I love Hong Kong.
HK?
Yeah, that was it. I love Hong Kong.
Just anything.
All right, let's get to some topics on that note. Chicago flights have been canceled for like a week on end because someone set fire to an air traffic control tower. Was that a Hong Kong infiltration?
I have no idea because I really don't give a fuck about Chicago.
Why?
I'm from New York, baby, the Big Apple. A town so nice they named it twice. Chicago's the second city.
Where you fought for America.
Yeah, America.
Chicago's a part of that.
No, it's not. It's part of Canada.
All right. Public school geography, everyone.
That's right. You go right through that tunnel, right into fucking Canada with the rest of the Canucks. Filthy, dirty bastard.
Anyway, O'Hare's always been a piece of shit with delays, so I don't think this is any different than when a wind blows.
What airline?
Who the fuck wants to go to Chicago?
All the airlines.
I need that deep dish bullshit pizza, man. We got the real good pizza up here. That's deep dish is a pizza. It's a whole bunch of shit thrown into a bowl.
I would love to see you do Yelp reviews, Bobby. I think you'd be really good at it.
No, I don't do any reviews.
All right.
I'm sorry, what's going on? That's all.
There's a beheading, not ISIS, but in Oklahoma. Some guy got fired from a food processing plant.
It was in Texas, wasn't it?
I think it was Oklahoma, according to the CNN.
He was trying to recruit people to be in Islam, and they said no, and he fired him for running around the company acting like an asshole, and he chopped two guys' heads off, right?
I think it was one lady's. Maybe there's multiple beheading copycats.
Okay, well, one. It was one guy. I saw the guy on TV. Big deal. Now he spends the rest of his life in jail crying.
Big deal. What do you mean? Chopped off somebody's goddamn head.
So?
It's pretty old school.
Who gives a fuck? Like this ISIS bullshit. Everybody's scared of ISIS. The United States is the one that backs ISIS just so we can go bomb other countries. Everybody, 2 weeks ago, was like, no, we can't bomb. He says, okay, we got to come up with something so we can bomb everybody and steal the oil. So, okay, we'll make up this group, ISIS. Also, ISIS came out of nowhere. right? They're using American stuff. And what happens? Now everybody goes, we got to bomb ISIS because they're going to chop our heads off. I had a friend of mine told me the other day in New York, oh, we got to watch them. They're going to come here and start chopping people's heads off. Who the fuck is going to get near this country? We have enough fucking power to destroy the whole world five times over. Some fucking guy in a fucking turbine and a fucking smelly fucking armpit.
A turbine?
Yeah, a smelly armpit.
A turbine.
Yeah, a turbine and smelly armpit is going to come over here.
I don't know if I
can. Head off. How about he licks my fucking...
It happened in America. This happened in America.
That's an American, that guy. He's not an ISIS guy.
So what? He's not someone dead.
Copycat. So what? People do all kinds of... F. Jeffrey Dahmer, he's not ISIS either, but he was eating people.
In the photo, Bobby...
Oh, Jeffrey Dahmer used to eat people, buddy.
In the photo, Bobby, the gentleman who did the beheading seemed to be wearing what you refer to as a turbine.
No, he was wearing a turbine.
No, he's that's called a kufi.
He's wearing a turbine.
It's called a turban.
No, it's called a kufi, not a turban. First of all, it's not a turban. The people that wear turbans are a very good race of people. Those people are Sikhs, and they are very nice people. It was a kufi the guy was wearing.
I love that Bobby's not even acknowledging he used the word turbine.
I said turbine. A turbine engine he had on his head. That's what I was talking about. You don't think I know the difference between turbine and turban? And I know who wears turbans are Sikhs. They wear turbans. Those are very nice people. The Sikh religion is a very good religion. And this guy was wearing a turbine.
Sikhs have been responsible for zero beheadings. That is an accurate statement.
Well, right now, but...
But...
In courses of wars over the years.
What were we saying? They're not going to be able to do that here. What about 9/11? That happened here.
Listen. Yeah. Who do you think did that to? Do you think Building 7 came down from a plane?
I don't know if you've been listening to our shows lately, Ricky, but Bobby's big into the conspiracy theory.
Yeah, no, let me say something.
Okay, they brought that into it. How come there was $1 trillion missing from the country at the time, and all of a sudden, where all the records are kept in that Building 7, where they had the FBI, the CIA, all the headquarters, that building wasn't hit with nothing.
Yeah, but it was right next to it, wasn't it?
The church was right next to it, too. How come that didn't go down?
Built better.
No. Let me tell you something.
I'm going to live in my happy little world.
Building number 7. There was
my government wouldn't do that.
Building number 7 was an implosion. If you watch the way the building went down, it was imploded from within, which means we bombed it. You understand? They let those idiots come over here and...
The buildings were made to fall a certain way if they did fall. You know that, right?
Listen. Those buildings,
the buildings were built a certain way.
They should not be built to ever fall. The Empire State Building got hit with a C-130 fucking crashed into it. It didn't even put a dent into it.
Hashtag truthers.
Am I right or wrong? The Empire State Building was hit by a plane, was a B-52 bomber, and nothing happened to it. Not even a scratch. How about that? Ooh. Buildings should not be built to fall. They should be built to last.
All right, that's Bobby's architectural guidance.
Yeah.
The Great Pyramids.
Moving on.
I don't like when you're head shaved. You're more intense than you...
Did you go to the gym this morning, Bobby?
I did get on a bicycle for 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
He's
what did we tell you about exercising before the show?
And then I had sex in the shower, too. With a hot 19-year-old boy. Ooh.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I say, though?
Yeah, we get it. You have a lot of gay sex.
No, that's why I love America, man.
That's why you love America.
I do love this country.
Conspiracy America.
I don't care. There's a lot of conspiracies going on, but I still love this country. If I die tomorrow, man, I can say, boy, I lived a good life.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be a beheading.
I don't give a fuck. Whenever I die, I don't give a fuck. Because I've stuck my head in so many things. You can behead that man.
Bobby shaved his head and so that no one can hold his hair while they behead him.
They try to behead him, their hand just slips off.
His head just
slips. It's a defensive maneuver.
It's all sweaty. Bobby's head is just always sweaty. They won't even be able to behead him.
I put lube on
his head just fucking slips out of the terrorist hands.
I think that'd actually be a really funny sketch. Someone try to behead someone and they just keep, they get like sweaty palms and they keep screwing it up.
That's a funny sketch. Watch somebody beheading someone.
No, to screw up a beheading.
Motherfucker.
Like a beheading.
You should be put in a mental institution because you're a real sick freak.
Like a beheading blooper reel. How hilarious is that? Ricky, you'd watch it.
No, I wouldn't.
A blooper, that's
a blooper funny. Beheading? Come on. It's pretty funny. It sucks that they're beheading people, but a blooper beheading,
I don't think
hilarious.
It's funny, I don't think it's funny.
You're very fancy today. Your clothing's very fancy, Bobby.
Oh, I do wear very good clothing. I'm wearing...
Well, he had to sign the kid out of fucking preschool.
Yeah, this is very expensive clothing. Louis Vuitton bag. And Ali shirt.
Why are you whispering your brands? You don't want to get
because
some
they're so expensive. I don't want to make like I'm bragging here.
He doesn't want people to feel bad about themselves.
Right. Yeah, this will be the first time you're concerned about bragging.
Listen, my shoes cost more than everything you own in this apartment.
There we are. There's the Bobby Haha we know.
$500 and my shirt's $450.
There's the Bobby Haha we know.
And you don't even want to know what the watch cost. So how about that? How about that, Ben? Because I go out there and I bust my fucking ass to earn a living all the time.
As he stares off into the distance, wondering if we'll call him on his bullshit.
I do. I bust my. I work hard, man.
What's your job title?
I'm a comedian.
Okay.
That does two shows a year.
That's all I need to do, Ben.
That's all the audience. That's all the public can handle.
All I know is this, Ben. When I just did a show, what was the crowd at Broadway? Sold out. The last show I did before that,
oh, look
sold
at
out.
That.
Every time I do a show, it's sold out.
We Why have a call-in. Look at that. Welcome, Ted Teddy Man, our correspondent in the field.
Hello, Ben, and happy birthday, and congratulations on your show with
Caroline. Well, let's send him into the field in Syria to do some undercover reporting.
Let him talk, Bobby. We got to not interrupt when we can't see. You're on air with me, Bobby, and Ricky Velez. Thank you for the happy birthday, Teddy.
Yeah, no, the show was an accomplishment, a celebration. It's a tribute to Ben continuing to show up to pursue success in the career. I really enjoyed it, and I enjoyed the whole lineup there. A lot of the Jewish people there.
Yeah, we wanted to celebrate Jewish New Year's by not going to synagoge and doing comedy instead. That's what God
ain't
wanted.
They like Yom Kippur or something to get the fuck out of here, both of you.
I think Bobby was very conspicuous by his absence. I think his absence said volumes, and I'm a little concerned about that.
I would agree, Teddy. Both you and Mike were there, but Bobby was conspicuous.
I don't like your comedy. I'm not going to tell you here and tell you anything different. I never did, never will. I only put you in my shows because you're doing shit with the camera and everything. And I'm on the fucking.
He's got to swallow the pride and try to fit onto the bill. And some of the, you know, he does his rabbi, you know, Jewish words. He could have made it to the show if he had the right attitude and he could suck up his pride a little bit.
Oh, I did suck today. Like this kid in my show. I swallowed it too. What was that?
Yeah, well, I saw Mike after the show. You know, I was trying to be his consigliere, give him some confidence for the Kirkland shows. I think that probably worked out well for him.
I don't think he needs you to tell him how to do comedy. Mike Vecchione's one of the best comedians in the world.
Well, I don't need that type of comment from you either. Let me just continue to make my accomplishments here, all right?
What
I mean,
contributions have you done? Let's hear what you've done for humanity.
Bobby, you're very aggressive.
No, I don't care. I want to know what Ted the Teddy Man has done to better humanity.
Me too.
Already, I got Bobby going in the right way because my assessment of the show is the show does not go well unless someone's bringing the heat and juicing it up a little bit. When it's very calm and it's very like Xanax, Prozac, it's just a discussion of the events and it's not the heart and soul of what the Passive Aggressive Podcast is. So, I would say my philosophy as associate producer is, quote unquote, stir the pot. You have to stir the pot to get the type of show and the funny show that you need. And also, Bobby needs to have as much sex the weekend before so he can brag about that and feel superior so then he can come on with his chest puffed out.
Well, I did.
He had sex all weekend.
Now you're talking, Teddy. Now I'm starting to agree with you here.
Now here, I would like to point out, by the way, Teddy did an amazing politician dodge job of not answering the question of what he's done for humanity.
Yeah, what have you done for humanity?
Oh, I said nothing. I just talked about contribution. To the show.
What no, fuck the show. We're talking about your mind. Fuck me, Ben, and Mike. We're all shit motherfuckers just trying to make our way in this world. We're talking about what you've done for mankind.
While I'm trying to tell people with Ebola to wash their hands, I think that's an important step. You know, just wash your hands. That's a start.
All right, that's something.
And in continuing, Bobby said he's going to dress up as a Star Trek character, but why doesn't he do a combination of a Jerry Lewis as the bellboy in a Star Trek outfit? I think that'll work even better.
Well, you see, that's why you're not a comedian.
Yeah.
And that sucked, that idea. That's why you don't put your day job, whatever that is.
Oh, now it's getting nasty.
They didn't teach comedy at Yale, did they?
I'm not going to put up with this, Bobby. I've made the show about five times better. I want to give Ricky his time, but I do say it's important that we
put an EVP out. You didn't make shit.
Who is he?
Fuck is he? Ted the Teddy Man. And he can tell us.
He's
a social producer. He's fucking full of shit like Ben Rosenfeld.
He did give himself a title.
I want to put an APB out for whoever hit Adrian Appalucci's car. This suspect must be apprehended.
Who the
she
fuck
tweeted
is Adrian
on
Appalucci?
Twitter, which I monitor.
Who
for
the
show,
fuck is Adrian Appalucci? Someone... Nobody. Get the fuck out of here. You went. Shut him off the phone. Get him off. We don't want no fucking talking today with that bullshit.
If you're not a nice people, I'm not tolerating any more of Bobby's
disrespect.
Don't call
our show.
I'm hanging up right now. I've had enough of him.
Fucking Christ.
Uh-oh.
That did not just happen.
Jesus Christ. That did happen. Because I'm on my way to the dentist after the show.
Bobby's teeth just fell out.
Yeah, my teeth just fell
out. Bobby's teeth went flying out of his mouth.
Jesus Christ.
Teddy
Hiccup. Where's my phone?
Oh, that was hilarious.
Jesus Christ.
Teddy hung up. Bobby got so mad his teeth went flying out of his mouth.
That was outrageous.
Yeah, that wasn't it?
Wow.
How'd that happen?
No, I had to get it because I'm going to the dentist today to put it in to fix the regular ones.
The right. Jeff, how many dentures do you have? Let's talk about
this. It's not dentures.
How many teeth are you missing?
Three.
Front?
Yeah.
He said three, put up two fingers.
Where do you go from there?
What's the next topic?
Next topic, SNL. Two New York comedians on the show killed it on Weekend Update. Michael Che, yeah. Pete Davidson. Oh, Colin's also a New York comedian.
Yeah, Colin.
Three New York stand-ups.
Yeah, Davidson's a good Pete. He did that.
He did real good. I watched
Weekend
it today.
Update. He was in a couple sketches. He did real good.
With the sucking the guy's cocks. He said he'll do
no,
it.
No, that's not. Oh, yes, he did.
He said go down on dudes.
Yeah.
He took a page out of the old Bobby Haha playbook.
No, I've been doing it for free for a long time. I'm an idiot. I could have got paid too.
Yeah, Che was good. Everybody was good. It was good. I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
It's good. Next topic. A man who got a face transplant, the world's first face transplant.
No, it's not the world's first one. The lady with the monkey got a face transplant too, and the monkey ripped the face off.
Well, that was half a transplant.
No, they transplanted her face, the lady with the monkey. That monkey ripped her face off.
But did she really have a face? Because I saw her in Oprah, she didn't really have a face.
Like, no, she has it underneath. It's still covered. They can still got surgeries. And she got ripped up. But some of these other guys, some of these big drug dealers and shit like that, to escape, they get their face redone and stuff. But you don't know about that.
Anyway, guy with a face transplant, I think one of the world's first, now has a girlfriend. He was showing her off around town.
Who gives a fuck? He's got a girlfriend.
Well, if Mike was here, we would have some good face jokes, but, you know.
No, if he has
a... Sometimes I just try to set up something interesting so that the punchlines flow, but I forgot who I'm dealing with.
What the fuck? I just don't like it is. I don't need to do that with your bullshit punchline. You're one of the worst fucking funny guys I've ever seen in my life. You're funny.
One of the worst funny guys I've ever seen.
Right. You're the worst. Yeah, he thinks he's funny. He's not funny.
The worst.
You know why people laugh? They're laughing at you, not with you. I'm going to be honest with you. I'll tell you like it is. That's why I didn't go to
you. Should be a judge for the new season of Last Comic Standing.
That would be funny. Too. It's all bullshit, too. NBC.
Bobby as a Last Comic Standing judge would be amazing. Let me tell you something. I've been doing comedy twice a year since 1962.
I want to be the judge for Thailand's Got Talent. That's what I want to be the judge
That's
for.
What... No, you can't.
Thailand's Got Talent, yeah. When they're shooting fucking frogs out of their pussies, opening up Pepsi bottles with them, the guy's shooting ping pong balls out of their ass, hitting a target 20 feet away. That's talent, my friend.
I don't know if that's talent.
Yeah, could you do that? Stick with your ping pong balls up your ass and hit, and just shoot them out with your farts and hit a target 20 feet away.
George Clooney got married this weekend.
He can do that? I thought you said George Clooney can do that.
Maybe he can. Okay. Clooney got married this weekend, which leads to the...
Who gives a fuck?
Hold on. Let me make the joke, Bobby.
There's shit going on in Hong Kong. Sake. I'm really worried about that because a lot of my supply comes from Hong Kong.
You're not worried about the beheadings, though.
No, I'm worried about what's going on in Hong Kong right now with China.
What's happening with that? Oh.
Because if without
them...
I did
read something. What happened?
They call it the umbrella. He didn't know that. Because when they shoot the tear gas, they use the umbrellas to block it. But Ben didn't even mention that. He's supposed to be the guy doing research, and he doesn't even know none of that stuff.
I do three more
minutes. What are they really protesting, though?
They're protesting China wants them now. They had a deal when China took them back over. The British gave it back to China. But they're supposed to have like 100 years of democracy in a small friend there before China makes them completely under their wing. But now it's only like 20 years, and they want them to, they're going to take over, make them be communists, and take over the complete government. No more elections or nothing. It's Chinese, that's it.
Do you just read the Daily China every day? Is that the only news?
It's on its way to the classified section.
His Google alerts is just anything China.
Oh, I'm pretty well up.
He gets hard whenever he hears the word China.
Have you ever been to Hong Kong?
Yes, I have.
Before you were gay or after?
Well, I was fucking guys there, so I guess I was gay, right?
Yeah.
And I was also in Macau, which is right... Well, it was in the water right next to Hong Kong in the bay.
When you were, like... Okay, never mind.
No, this is, like, not that long ago. 2001. Right after September 11th.
Did you serve over there ever?
In Hong Kong? No. Why would I do, what would we do in Hong Kong?
They have bases all over the world.
Not in Hong Kong, pal. The United States has nothing
You've
in Hong
been
Kong.
Dying for them to get a base in Hong Kong.
No, he'll re-enlist if they I'll get re-enlist. A base in Hong Kong.
No, not really. Maybe China, maybe right there in Shanghai.
As I was saying, George Clooney got married this weekend, which begs the age-old question, who is the more eligible bachelor, Ricky or Bobby?
What do you mean?
I don't know what that was.
What's an eligible bachelor mean? He has a girlfriend, the guy.
Until you're married, you're considered a bachelor.
Oh, you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
So why are you trying to say that? You're trying to start trouble between him and his girlfriend?
No, I'm trying to...
What about you and your girlfriend?
Everything's going great.
No, it ain't. Why are you married? Yeah, why did you put yourself in there?
Is she Jewish?
Yeah, she is.
Oh, so you
go marry her. She's a Jew broad.
Jew broad?
Do you guys bang through a sheet?
No, she's not. We're not religious.
No, they should, though. I mean, have you look at this fucker? She should put, like, the Ronnie Dangerfield said, the two bagger. The bag over high, the bag over his, just in case the one over his breaks. That was the greatest when Ronnie said that. The two bagger.
Derek Jeter retired yesterday.
That's a good news story. Derek Jeter was great. We love Derek Jeter in New York. Everybody loves Derek Jeter. Come on.
Nice ending at Yankee Stadium Thursday night.
And even Boston, the fans in Boston gave him standing ovations for a long time. And at the end of the game, they were singing Derek Jeter. They were even all getting into
it. The Boston fans were very classy.
They were very good. They were very good.
I was surprised.
No, I wasn't.
I'm sure there's a bunch of those fucking idiots.
No, because you know why? Because
fuck Derek Jeter.
No, because they love sports so much. They respect a great athlete like that in competition. Because they're great sports fans. New York and Boston has the best sports fans. We know
Philly has some.
No, we get Philly the most knowledgeable. Why? Are you from Philly now? You fucking Long Island?
No, but I'm not from Long Island either, stupid.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're from like Freeport or fucking Franklin Square.
You're out
like
of your fucking mind. I'm from Queens.
Where?
I grew up in Queens Village.
Where? Queens Village is fucking Long Island.
No, it's not.
Come on, Queens Village.
You're out of your fucking mind, Bobby. You don't know shit.
That's where Queens Village is.
No, it's not.
It's right near the LIE. It's right north there with the
LIE. The LIE goes through the whole fucking borough of Queens.
No.
Yes.
No, rather.
Yes, it does. It goes right past Forest Hills, actually.
Yeah, but not on my block.
Not your block. No. You're a fucking...
he'll never concede defeat even when he's totally wrong. Anyway, it was nice to Jeter stuff. I read some story and then it mentioned his girlfriend, so I looked up the photos, and she's like a Victoria's Secret 24-year-old model.
They put out a list of all the women, like
his top 100.
Yeah, his like top 20 girlfriends during baseball, and they're insane. He's dated everybody. It's dope.
He's like the Bobby Haha of baseball.
Bobby, what are you the Bobby Haha of?
Except no one's going to chant your name at the last podcast.
Oh, let me just tell you something. Oh, they'll chant my name, buddy, because I fuck more than Jared Jeter has. I fuck more pretty boys than
Do the pretty boys call you Bobby Haha too, or they call you by your real name?
No, they call him Bobby Haha.
That is my real name.
That's on your ID.
Or they call me Daddy. Big Daddy.
Jesus Christ.
Is it Daddy Haha or just Daddy?
Oh, Big Daddy.
I asked.
They go, Big Daddy, give it to me. They're like, oh, Big Daddy, hit me with that big.
This is the worst.
Hit me with that big dick. Oh, I mean, they say, hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot?
You'll just keep talking about this for another hour.
You've been cursing the whole show, and then you just...
No, I'm not, because I don't curse.
It's a family show.
This is a family show. No, it's not. This is a family hour, and we're here as a family unit, like, you know, talking good things about family stuff.
Who took these pictures on the wall?
I did.
You actually took them?
Yeah, I used to travel a lot.
Okay.
The best was in that movie Airplane. My favorite movie of all time. Where they go, the press
your
guy.
Favorite movie of all time. Airplane.
Airplane's the greatest movie ever.
Airplane is not the
And there's a reason for it. But
what's the reason,
it's
Bob?
It's none of your fucking business. And none of the listeners' business either. But all I know is one thing. The best, and they go like this, like, hey, there's all the reporters around. They go, hey, let's get some pictures. And he started stealing all the pictures off the wall.
The listeners are not enjoying this.
Yes, they are. Airplane is the greatest fucking movie, and all the listeners know that, too.
Next topic, two
and
more left.
Ben Shirley.
Two topics left. Up next, a...
Manny for Pedro Bourbon, Manny Mota.
What does he say? Mota.
That's some great lines.
This is why we don't let them work out before the podcast. A Brooklyn high school football player got shot with stray bullets coming off the team bus, and he was honored at the Jets game, where he's caught more things than the Jets have all season.
You see, I talk nice stuff, airplane things like that. He's talking about people getting shot in the face. He laughed at
it. It's a feel-good story, Bobby. He was honored at the Jets game.
Fuck the Jets. You know, you make fun of the Jets because they lost. And you said he caught more things than the Jets. You're talking about bullets. And that's just that's not nice, Ben. Now, if I took that can over there, full can, crack you over the fucking skull with it, and crack your fucking head open here in front of Ricky, that wouldn't be so fucking funny. Would it
be kind of funny.
Would you do it in the Jets game to get on to you, too?
Well, we'll make it
I
even funnier.
Because I take a Jets jersey and shove it up your ass?
We'll make it funnier if your teeth flew out as you were beating me with the can.
No, they flew out before on stage once. I was a fat baby, and they flew out right on stage.
Did they?
Yeah.
Why don't you plug your dentist, Bobby, since he's doing such a good job?
Yeah, your dentist needs to be
tell our friends what dentist they should avoid at all costs.
No, my dentist, look at my mouth. That looks pretty good.
Except when your teeth fly out of your mouth.
Well, that's different because that's my fault. No, because I bleach them all the time and stuff, and it wears out the dental glue that they put in.
Last topic.
Jesus Christ.
American Pediatric Society recommends IUDs, intrauterine devices, as the most reliable birth control for teenage girls.
Who gives a fuck? I'm fucking teenage boys.
I don't know. I think it's weird when we talk about...
Okay, 19-year-old boys is cool. With girls, that's disgusting.
Yeah, like 18, 19, like that's fine. But like when you just start talking about 16, 17-year-old girls, because girls do fuck at that age.
You want to prevent teen pregnancy.
Girls have sex at 16, like, so, like, yeah. But yeah. High school was dope. And I mean, it's just weird that, like, I don't know.
Well, we're not talking about
We're talking
flashback.
About their pussies to a point. It's weird.
Yeah, you're talking about avoiding teen pregnancies.
I think Ben has a little bit of that pedophilia in him.
Does it?
I think so, too, yeah.
Pretty much every girl I've dated in the last 8 years has been older than me.
Yeah, because no one wants you this younger. What the fuck are you doing?
I walked
you think some good-looking 20-year-old girl? You think some good-looking 20-year-old girl is going to go, you know, you got to go out with some old Italian Jewish boy, that. Cougar, that nobody wants, you know what I mean? Except for, the girl you got now is a nice girl. I'm surprised she goes out with you. I think she's blind. I think you met her at the blind joint. What's that place called up on 14th Street where they get the blind people? He waits out there and to get dates. They walk out there, he sees him with the stick and the dog. He goes, hey, honey, how you doing? He does imitations of Channing Tatum, and that's how he got her. She thinks he's fucking Channing Tatum. He doesn't tell her. She goes, well, what's this beard and everything? He goes, oh, no, I'm doing a roll of the picture now. So,
user tweets.
I tell people I'm going to come to my house.
Just when Bobby just says some shit, I just don't acknowledge it.
Well, Zac Efron. I go, when you get to my house, close your eyes the whole time. And Zac Efron will be fucking. But if you open your eyes, you're going to spoil it.
That's rape.
No, it's not. I'm giving them their fantasy, but if they open their eyes, the fantasy's over. There's not going to be Zac Efron.
Bobby Haha School of Reproduction.
No reproduction. I'm fucking guys in the ass, pal. I don't need them to use an IUD. You're not going to have any jelly babies. You know what I mean? Tell him, Ricky. Tell him, Ricky.
I think he's saying he fucked you and didn't get you pregnant.
I didn't say him.
For that.
No one said anything about Ricky. That's what I heard. Ricky's not a homosexual. He's a straight guy. No one said I fucked Ricky. I said I'm giving jelly babies. No, you see, you're always misconstruing every fucking thing that I did to try to put it into your position.
Misconstruing?
I think.
That's Ben full of shit. Tell the truth. Come on.
All right.
Vecchio needs to come back.
Are you not used to this, Ricky?
Ricky can't take the couch right now.
Ricky can't take this double team of aggression.
No double team. I'm not aggressive towards Ricky. No. I'll be nice to you.
You're just aggressive.
No,
You come in with such an energy, it's insane. I've never dealt with anything like it in my life. It's literally like a pit bull that's not yours and you don't really know the owner just being in the room. And you're like, it's nice, but it could fucking snap in a second. It's beautiful.
User tweets. If you guys want to tweet us, we'll read it out loud at the PA Pod, THEPAPOD. First one from our In the Field correspondent and apparently associate producer, self-titled.
Teddy Man, get a fucking grip, dude. Find some things to do. Yeah.
At Ted Teddy Man.
This is what you're doing and telling people you're associate. Oh, that would be weird.
At least you didn't claim executive producer. You gotta give him the. At least it's the humility. Humility is there.
That support the podcast very well.
Teddy says,
"Yeah, they give me the money, and then he gets the mic in him." No.
As a follow up of last week when he called our podcast Microsoft and Legion of Skanks Apple, Teddy clarifies Legion of Skanks has a very open source, innovative model. At the PA Pod, a little more proprietary, top down, traditional management structure. I think we're pretty open source here.
What the fuck is he talking about?
He's talking about another podcast, Big J's podcast, right?
Yeah, but what the fuck does that have to do with our podcast?
He's comparing you guys. He's trying to start shit.
Who gives a fuck? I don't listen to a podcast. I don't even listen to this podcast. I think it's all bullshit. I just got something. I got nothing else to do on Mondays. Should I come over here because it's right next to the crack deal?
Another one from Teddy says, I noticed that when Mike isn't shouting or getting upset, the podcast goes like it's flying at 30,000 feet on Xanax. Not as funny or shocking. Well, I think he'll be happy with this week's episode.
I think Teddy needs to get out.
Get a life, yeah. Go get a life. Get laid, yeah.
Go get laid.
Go get some butchie or cock, whatever you like. Go do it, because right now, you're off the fucking grid, my man. You're off the fucking charts.
Yeah, you're a little bit crazy.
Yeah, you're a little fucking nuts there.
I think saying you're the associate producer of the Passive Aggressive Podcast can get
that,
you laid.
Another shitty
in the right circles, that can get you laid.
No, it can't.
No, it can't. That's not going to get you laid.
It's a Chinese boy.
No. I don't even tell them I'm on this podcast. What are you kidding?
Bobby, I wish you'd tell all the boys you bang that you're on this show. We would have a lot more listeners.
Where's your assistant right now? The last three times I've seen you, you've had an assistant with you. No assistant.
No, my assistants don't come to the show yet.
Why?
They've been banned.
No, they're not banned for nothing. I don't carry them around because I had a Chinese boy with me today, so I don't need an assistant. The assistants are always, you know, they're more than assistants. Like, you know what I mean? They're really good. Like, they're all interns. Like Monica Lewinsky would be an intern.
Okay.
All right. Last one from Teddy. The top event of psychic and intellectual importance in NYC may well be the Big Ben Comedy Birthday Show. Intellectual and psychic importance. That's why Bobby doesn't like my comedy. It has
I doubt anybody pretended Teddy Man said that. I didn't see it at the Times, did I?
Are you and Ted Teddyman dating?
Yes. I've got all these other guys.
That is my Jewish girl.
I've got all these other guys. These young guys are all on TV shows. Ricky's been on TV. Then Pete Davidson, these other guys. Julio. What about you, Ben?
I was on 12 Seconds of Laughs on Fox this Saturday, pal.
Listen.
How about that?
Listen.
Added my
Fox,
joke.
Yeah. Listen.
12 Seconds.
I was talking about, did you get paid? No.
Nope.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting paid and being part of a union. You know what I mean?
MTV's non-union. MTV's
not. I'm not union.
No?
Nope.
Well, here's the deal.
Are you union?
Yeah. Here's the deal.
The Chinese boy union.
You always got to bring up a Ben. I've got a great career. I'm already a legend in comedy. I don't have to do any fucking thing.
Infamous and legend are two different things.
I'm an innovative guy who has his own brand of comedy that always been original. I'm the original. The originator. The fucking king.
The original of
aggressive comedy.
Oh, that's what it's called.
Gay aggressive comedy. That's
the new genre of gay aggressive comedy.
I've been waiting around for you guys. I've been doing it for many years. And let me tell you something.
I think there's some angry gays out there.
But the thing is this. It doesn't matter. They're bullshit, those gays. I'm the real deal. The thing is that Ben
Bobby is
just
as gay as
cat.
Gay gets.
You see,
Ben's nobody a copycat of you?
No, he's not a copycat. He's a copycat of like anybody who's trying to be, but he can't be anyone because he sucks. But that's all I'm trying to say. I'm just putting Ben down today, you know, because he needs to be put in his place because he's starting to get his head too big. You know what I mean? He's starting to get an ego when he doesn't really deserve an ego.
I'm playing a bar show at 11 p.m. tonight, Bobby. My ego's not big. Don't worry.
Well, because you can't get anything but a bar show at 11 p.m. I do two shows a year. They sell out. I do shows whenever I want.
If Mike was here, he'd be defending me, Ricky.
Just saying.
I'm supposed to defend people on this?
Yeah, of course he's going to defend you. You know why he's defending you? Because he has you doing all this bullshit work for him on his computer. He's got you doing his fucking web series. He got you licking
What was the web series you wanted to pitch today, Bobby?
I heard that.
What's your web show?
No.
Why don't you pitch it on air for our listeners
to tweet about it?
Because
then they're going to try to steal my idea like you. They're plagiarizers. Because they don't have their own ideas. You know what I mean? I have my own stuff. I'm the king of that shit, man.
All right.
I got some fresh shit out there. I'm an originator, man.
The original. You and Warren G.
No, I am the original.
Or no, regulator. I'm thinking regulator, not originator.
I have my own style of comedy.
When
you hear the name Bobby Haha, Ricky, what do they know?
Well, madness.
But everyone knows that.
Fucking madness.
But a lot of people know that. When they hear the name Ben Rosenfeld, they say, who?
It's like if you typed Bobby Haha into Google, the keywords around it would be like meth.
No, there's a lot of stuff about
and
energy,
bath salts.
Yeah, I gave Ricky bath salts. He did it.
No.
Yes, you did. You said bath salts. So did Julio. And Julio started a big fight. Him and his girlfriend were jumping some guy out of the street.
I never did.
Like fucking animal. I didn't try to eat the guy's face, but. They said they punched him in the face, Julio and his girlfriend. But I think they tried to eat the guy's face, like the guy in the bridge in Miami.
Well, on that
note. They were naked too at the time. Ricky got naked too that night.
Ricky, any shows you want to plug or any final thoughts other than you're never coming back here?
It's fucking hot in here right now.
It is. That's what the fuck it is.
It is warm.
It's very hot.
This is why we don't have guests in the summer.
Yeah.
We don't have guests really most of the time because they don't want to come in here because of the smell of Ben.
Is it the smell of Ben or his roommate?
It's the roommate.
No, I think it's Ben's smell.
The yoga mat's down.
No. The Ben is a really dirty guy.
Yoga mats can smell.
Yeah.
That can possibly be the problem.
All right, well, now that you both insulted me for 45 minutes, we can wrap this up.
I didn't insult you.
This has been the Passive Aggressive Podcast.
Forget that. Ricky's got to close this show. Another thing is, no one insulted you, Ben. Okay? We just told you how it is. For real. We give
that's
you the truth.
Insult.
You see, you're like one of these dictator motherfuckers that stands back and some idiot, like his girlfriend says, oh no, his girlfriend's smart actually, excuse me. I don't want to hear. But they say to him, oh yeah, your comedy's good and everything. When he knows he should know it sucks. He don't understand that though. Because I'm knocking his comedy.
Why am I being put in this?
Because I know you don't like Ben either.
I like Ben.
You told me a couple of times already that you didn't like Ben. He's a fucking asshole. He's got his mocky ways about him, you know.
No, like these sounds like things I would say.
Now, The question is, Ricky, are you going to close this podcast as weekly as you opened it, or are you going to step it up a little bit?
Thank you for tuning in to the Passive Aggressive.
I'm just
talking
with Ben today. Fuck him, it's his birthday. Everybody's been nice to him. I had to be nasty. I had to teach him a lesson. I had to put him in his place.
He was getting too big.
I like him, man, but he's getting too big for his
head. His head was getting too big.
His ego was starting to get a little too
big. You had to settle. That's what happened today.
I had to bust his fucking balloon a little bit today. You know what I mean? I had to put a fucking pin in that bubble.
Close it out, Mr. Velez.
This was the Passive Aggressive Podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
For Ricky Velez, Bobby Haha, I'm Ben Rosenfeld.
Keep your ego in check, pal.
Keep your ego in check, pal. We'll see you next week.